Let's move on now to our final top story for this hour. The UN chief is warning that violence is spreading in South Sudan as fighting between rival army factions continues unabated.
There is a risk of this violence spreading to other states, as we have already seen some signs of this.
Well, Ban Ki-moon says he is deeply concerned about the situation in the country and that the crisis should be dealt with through dialogue. Meanwhile, a UN official says at least 19 people have been killed, in fresh clashes in Bor, the capital of Jonglei State. The army now says it has lost control of that city. Tensions are also rising in other parts of the country. South Sudan has been witnessing deadly violence after President Salva Kiir accused the former Vice President Riek Machar of trying to launch a coup. Machar, who was sacked in July, has denied those accusations. Based on UN figures, up to 500 people have been killed and 800 others wounded since the violence broke out on Sunday. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Detroit. Mr. Azikiwe, thanks for joining us. Now, what exactly is happening in South Sudan?
The problem is that there's a power struggle going on between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his former vice president, Riek Machar. These problems have been going on since the partition of Sudan back in July of 2011. There is the South Sudan Liberation Army. There's other rebel organizations. And with this new split within the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement and the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, it further complicates the situation. And I think it brings it to a very dangerous level because, first of all, the opposition forces who are being arrested right now by President Salva Kiir are well-armed, and they have a substantial amount of support. This latest incident in Jonglei State in Bor County resulted from a mutiny on the part of forces that overran the Pond Pierre base in Bor County, and it was led by a high-ranking general within the SPLA, Peter Gadet Yat. So this is a very complicated and a very serious development in the situation in South Sudan.
So was this almost to be expected, considering South Sudan is such a young nation?
Well, yes. The United States and the State of Israel was pushing very strongly for the South Sudanese to vote in favor of partition in 2011. The founder of the SPLM, the Sudanese People's Liberation Movement, John Garang, many people believe had favored partition, had favored autonomy as opposed to partition. And with the partitioning of the country, this has effectively paralyzed the economies of both the Republic of South Sudan as well as the Republic of Sudan in the north. Prior to the partition, Sudan constituted the largest geographic nation state in Africa. They were producing over 500,000 barrels of oil per day. They were emerging as a major oil-producing state in Central Africa. But today, as a result of unresolved issues involving the partition of the country and also support for rival militia groups and rebel groups, both fighting the Republic of South Sudan as well as the Republic of Sudan, this, of course, is creating a tremendous amount of tensions inside the country. Also, South Sudan has been plagued by extreme criminality in terms of corruption that's been going on by high-ranking government officials. Millions upon millions of dollars apparently have been embezzled from the government over the last 2 years. This is a serious problem. So the country, it is yet to be proved, is a viable nation state. And I think the responsibility for trying to negotiate some type of settlement should heavily lay on the U.S. As well as the United Nations Security Council. They should definitely get involved in trying to mediate this most recent and most protracted conflict inside of South Sudan.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, speaking to us live from Detroit.